From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Place the entire program in your hands, Lord, and we know that you're in charge. And we thank you, Lord, for being with us, and we know that you will touch our listeners today, Lord. We thank you.
And we thank you, listeners, for listening. We love you, and you're always in our prayers.
And now we have the Spirit with us, and the Spirit will run our program. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
We praise you, Jesus. And give you thanks and glory.
Ebby, we know you're online.
Welcome, Ebby.
And you're from Shalom Media, and you have TV out of India, and you're going to be coming to the United States. Are you there, Ebby?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Ebby. Thank you.
So you just missed our opening prayer because we didn't have you online, so we prayed to the... Pray to the Holy Spirit, and look what happened.
And we ask that you call, and sure enough, you called. So thank you so much, Ebby. Thank you for calling. Thank you for consenting to be on our show. It's an honor and a pleasure. And we got a lot to tell everybody about your Shalom Media.
So and let's introduce him properly.
Huh? Yes, let's do it.
Ebby Kurian, am I pronouncing your names correctly? Are you there? Ebby, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, that's Dr. John Palmer, Ebby. And I spoke very highly of him yesterday, right, Ebby? Didn't I do that?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Thank you.
But, you know, he lies an awful lot, Ebby. He really does. And you are the communications director for Shalom Media.
Yes.
And that's our right. Listeners may not... What is Shalom Media? When I first heard of it, with Shalom, I thought it was a Jewish organization because that's pretty much the way that the Jewish people would greet themselves. So what is Shalom Media?
Give us a little background on how it came about and what it's all about.
Absolutely. Greetings is to...
You're breaking up on us.
Farmer and Dr. Chifo, thank you for having me here, and greetings in Christ for all the viewers. I've been asked this question many times. You know, when I say I'm from Shalom Media, are you a Jewish ministry or in a Jews for Christ? Well, the Shalom word, which means Hebrew, which means peace of Christ, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, the Word of God says, "A peace I give you." What this world is lacking is the peace, not just the peace, but the peace of Christ.
Amen.
So amen.
Praise God. So when our founder was praying with a group of young adults back in 1989 in South India, in Kerala, where we're from, where St. Thomas the Apostle came and converted the early Hindus. And there's a good amount of Catholic population there.
I just want to say we featured St. Thomas last week. That's a good confirmation. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, the St. Thomas who said, "My Lord and my God," and he came all the way to India to evangelize. So we are the fruits of that. So in 1989, a group of young adults were praying in a room. I would say that when the whole Christian movement became pretty active in the United States, the Holy Spirit brought it all the way to India. The waves came all the way to India. And it was a group of young adults were praying, really searching for the truth in their lives, and really was seekers of truth, and was asking the Holy Spirit to come up and to renew all the youth and young adults around the world. And as they were praying, the Lord gave them the word Shalom. The Lord said that word.
Something like that happened here in the United States with a group of college students praying. And then they were all slain in the spirit, I believe it was Duquesne University.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's how the charismatic movement really took off here in the United States. So it's interesting. In India, it took off with the young people as well. Isn't that wonderful? Shalom. Great.
It is indeed. And the Lord said that, what the world is lacking, again, that if we are able to instill the peace of Christ in men and women, in the individuals and the families, that will form a family. A family will be a more peaceful family. These families will make the society a peaceful society, and these societies will make our nations a peaceful nation. So if we are able to instill the peace of Christ in their hearts, and through this medium ministry, from that day, they started writing. They launched a publication. They started writing. A founder, his name is Brother Benny. He received an award, a title, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI last year, and a title called Chevalier. It's a French title for a highest conferred ranking, a lay Catholic, for the contribution to the church and to the society. So praise God that at that time he was working in a bank. He had a family to support. But he heard the calling, and he left his job, and he started writing. This article is giving hope and instilling peace, saying that, let go and let God come into the lives, and instilling peace in others through these articles. A magazine was published, pretty much a free magazine. So people started picking it up and reading it, not just Christians in India, but, other religions and other denominations, and that really brought the message of peace of Christ. Through that, Lord revealed to him that we need to have a Catholic television channel in India. So that's how the channel came in India. India's first Catholic television channel, Shalom Television.
You are the first Catholic television station in India.
That's right. Praise God.
Wonderful. How long have you been operating?
The channel first came in late 90s. Before the channel was launched, we broadcasted a half an hour program, a TV program in a secular TV called Peace Be With Us. Again, this program was in that our founder came and preached about the peace of Christ and told the world that we can find the true peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. This program was a great hit that the viewership went really high for the secular channel. At that time, we couldn't afford our own channel. But the particular channel company called our founder and said that the viewership is going great. We're getting good rating. We would love to continue this program on air. We will give you more time slot. But you can continue preaching that Jesus is the only God and Savior. You got to remember that Christianity is a minority in India. You got to remember the other population here. Our founder said that, no, Jesus is the only God and Savior. Well, maybe that was the reason that the Lord gave us to, maybe think outside that. And that was the reason to start our own channel, that this channel really wanted, secular channel really wanted us to continue this program, continuing preaching that Jesus is the only God and Savior. So in 2005, the satellite television was launched. and this is a satellite television that sort of reaches till Middle East, and this is a commercial-free channel. So praise God that no advertisements, no commercials.
Sounds like us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We do not want to distract the viewers by giving other messages, but just the message of our Lord. And of course, you know, there's a lot of money involved in a television channel, as you know. To run a radio, how much money is involved? So running a satellite television, but Lord provides, and Lord has been providing, and the channel has been up and running for past 10 years. This year we've completed a decade.
Right.
Satellite television, Catholic television without commercials.
And I watched your television station on my Roku at home because I was curious as to what it was like. And, of course, it's in your language in India. I didn't see the American-English translation. I know that's coming. Mm-hmm. But it was so wonderful to see the different culture open to the Spirit and singing and dancing and clapping and applauding and just see people touched by the Holy Spirit. It was just delightful.
Abbot, for us novice, how can we get to view that TV station? I know it's on 24/7, and I know it's a satellite. But if someone that's not familiar, as John is, with the inner workings of electronics, how can someone get to see the station?
Absolutely. So we're doing online streaming. So through website, you get to watch it. It's, 24/7. So it's www.shalomworld.org. It's www.shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, world, W-O-R-L-D.org. And you get to watch it there. You can watch. We've got, thank you, Mr. Palmer, Dr. Palmer, again mentioning about the channel on Roku. That's one of the platforms that we're using. On Roku, you get to watch two channels of Shalom. One is Shalom India, and then the Shalom America.
Yep.
Oh,
so
Shalom
okay.
India, yes. Shalom India is the one which is 24/7 programming in our language called Malayalam. It's a dialect from South India. There's a lot of South Indians living in U.S., Canada,
yes,
Europe.
Are.
Yes. So they all are tuned into this. So this is not only being watched by just Americans, so Canadians, and also a great amount of people are watching in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Roku is pretty much available everywhere. So, you know, they're watching this. But the Shalom America is a bilingual channel. There you get to watch 4 hours of English programs, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. Basically, the 2 hours in the morning is in the European time. So on this Year of Faith, when the Year of Faith was announced by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, our contribution for the Year of Faith was instilling faith in our English-speaking community here. So we have 4 hours of programs in English for children, for youth, young adults, and family.
Wow.
So for children, we've got Catholic animation movies. For
yep.
youth, we've got music videos. Young adults, there's Catholic dramas. And for families, we've got programs which is geared towards families, like talks of like Father Larry. Or there's a lot of wonderful speakers that we've featured there. So that's Shalom America.
And they all feature the idea that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Messiah. That's where you're coming from.
Well, that's evangelization. That's evangelizing through the medias. And I see you do evangelize. You evangelize through magazines, through book publishing, through TV. You know what I don't see? Radio.
Yes.
Do you have a radio station, by the way?
Not yet. Good.
Oh,
yeah,
we got we got the best guys for you for a radio station.
Amen. I am with them right now.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, son. We love you. Thank you.
Yes. So this is one of the only platforms that we haven't been ministering yet.
Trevor, pack your bags. We're going on national on worldwide TV.
That's right.
Radio.
Let's bring these waves to India, all the way to India. You know, it is possible, right? With God, all things are possible.
Oh,
yeah, so we do not have a radio station, but you're right. We've got biweekly Catholic newspaper. We've got magazine, which is a monthly magazine, both in our language and in English. I'm sure you have a copy there called Shalom Tidings.
It's right here on the table.
Right in front of me. I've read it twice so far.
Beautiful. Would you mind sharing with the viewers what do you think about Shalom Tidings?
Well, I'll tell you, my opinion is that it's very, very intricately involved with our Lord and Savior. And it tells stories. Like there's one, you got one story here that attracted me. My Mama Rocks. And that's about the Blessed Mother.
That's right.
And it's such a beautiful story, a model for holiness. And she's our mother. And the fastest way to Jesus, our greatest intercessor, is our Mother Mary. And so that's a great article. And you gave five reasons why my mama rocks.
That was
a great article.
I also like the quality of the presentation. It is so professional.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. And it would be very attractive to young adults.
And yes. And also there's a beautiful article about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article that says, marriage is a gift from God. Marriage is not something that should be taken lightly.
That's right.
It's something that God gave us. It's a great magazine. Yeah. I'm very impressed with it.
And also, you seem to be very connected with Steubenville, the Franciscan University.
That's right. So we are here talking about the latest edition of Shalom Tidings. And the Shalom Tidings is a great Catholic magazine, very much geared towards maybe our target audience is not just youth and young adults, but also families and adults also. But it's a really great tool of new evangelization because what I like is when a Father Barron talks about new evangelization, who is an icon, great icon here in our nation and around the world for new evangelization, he talks about having a sense of beauty in whatever we're delivering by not losing the content. So having great content and having a sense of beauty.
Yes.
So that's Shalom Tidings right here, a sense of beauty, because here in Shalom we believe in giving the best for the Lord, the best shot for the Lord always. So no compromise in the quality, great paper, great layout, great design by a group of Catholic young adults. From around the world, we've come together and designed this.
It's beautifully put together. It's magnificent.
And if you like it, the reason is because we have laid hands on those magazines and paid while we were designing it. Every article was not only well designed, but was paid for and is paid with.
Yeah, and the articles are so widespread that they have interest from everybody. It's not just limited to one sector or one period, like just to marriage. It spreads out to the youth, it spreads out to the adults, it spreads out to the married people, spreads out to children. It's really very in-depth. It's a great magazine. But you know what? How can someone get this magazine? This is the first time I've seen this magazine is when someone handed it to me for free. And I thought, well, if it's free, it's for me. So I took it. So how can someone get this magazine?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me that. So again, I'm inviting.
Hello?
ShalomWorld.org. If you go in there, you can, just like Dr. Chiffo, you can get your own free copy there. So we got first three months free subscription. Just put in your information there. We'll send the magazine to your address, there's no subscription fee. It's donation based. So if you feel called to donate or want to write like the widow did in the gospel, feel free to do so. But basically, for 3 months, it's free subscription. So you get to know about this magazine, and you can spread the word. And we are also distributing this in all the Steubenville conferences. On all the 8 conferences on campus and around the United States. And the reason why we feature Steubenville is, again, the magazine is also a commercial magazine, no advertisement. Here we wanted to feature Steubenville, a university like Steubenville, been doing great amount of work, contribution to a Catholic church. So we wanted to create a platform for ministries like this. That's our mission. Our mission is to create a platform for ministries within the Catholic church and to bring all the rights, all the different Middle Eastern rites, all the different rites within the Catholic Church to one platform.
Bringing together all the issues of the church. It brings it all in one magazine, all the issues of the world that's current today, like chastity and
contraception.
There's an article on contraception there, by the way.
Read it.
And so it brings everything all together on the one issue, one roof, so to speak.
You know, and we want the listeners to know again that we're talking to E.B. Curian, who's the communication director of Shalom Media, which is a phenomenal new media venture that's growing here in America and started in India. And we're talking about the printed word, but tell us about what you're doing with the television. That is also very exciting.
Yes. So like I mentioned, again, you know, 10 years, this Indian channel has been up and running. Reaches all the way to Middle East from different parts of the world. People are watching this because the Indians have migrated to different parts of the world, as you know, that we are everywhere, you know, for in different professions. So Australia, Singapore, you name it, you know. So these actually Indian immigrants have taken the spirituality with them, especially places like Saudi Arabia, for example. A nurse, we always get feedback from Saudi Arabia, where the Catholic Church is underground, where they do not have church to go to on Sundays. So these nurses, when they work all night and they come home, on First Fridays, we've got a beautiful program called Night Vigil, which is all night of Eucharistic adoration and praise and worship and Mass and preaching the Word of God. So these nurses have encountered Christ and have had an inner healing experience just watching this Night Vigil through the computer, on internet.
So that's,
praise God, that's a great blessing that here we see media ministry, that even though certain nations and governments draw a line, create borders, we are able to preach the gospel beyond that borders that nations have created. So listening to the call of new evangelization and being there for the charismatic movement around the world, when we say charismatic woman, here we are bringing a channel using all the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, using all the charisms of the Holy Spirit. We're about to launch the first Catholic charismatic channel. It will be in the year of 2014, next year, a 24/7 commercial-free, high-definition channel. It's going to be launched from the United States. This is going to be a worldwide channel. So the channel is Shalom.
Shalom what? You broke up Shalom. A bit.
Sure. The name of the channel is Shalom World, and the tagline that we have is a channel of peace. So this is the upcoming channel in the year 2014. Again, world's first Catholic charismatic channel, Shalom World.
Whoa, that's great.
And you have also told me that you have built production studios where you can produce materials for that channel. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah. The way that we are working is we've got 8 production houses in the United States and 2 in Canada. And these production houses are running and producing content as we are speaking. And we go and cover almost all the major events in the United States and in Canada. Name it diocesan, it can be charismatic conferences, Marian conference, Eucharistic congress, men's conference, women's conference,
Divine
Mercy conference, congress.
And you got something coming up September 7th, right here in our territory.
Yeah, but let's stay with the television production that you're doing.
Well, I'm talking about the conferences, John. So I want to bring it
up.
Yeah,
but let's go to that in a few moments. Let him finish what he was talking about.
Absolutely. Okay. So like you were mentioning, yes, there is a conference coming there on September 7th. Well, like, for example, this weekend, 2 production houses are doing 2 different productions. One is for Fullness of Truth. We are recording Dr. Scott Hans and Dr. Michael Barber's talks. It's a conference called The New Evangelization. Whereas our crew in Los Angeles is recording the Catholic Family Conference, where there are 3,000 people attending.
Wow.
And they're featured great speakers there. So our idea is that through this channel, what the, one of the unique things that we're doing is, see, those people only who register for these conferences, they get to listen to the talk and be there. But we're bringing this conference beyond that. So we work with the organizers, with their permission and the rights. We're recording this conference, and we're bringing this to the viewers worldwide. So for example, we recorded the Sikh conference by FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. They do wonderful work in the areas of campus ministry around the United States. It is led by the president and CEO, the founder, Curtis Martin. A great group of Catholic young adults. They go to the campuses around the U.S. and starting campus ministry. Wonderful work by FOCUS.
Is that Curtis Martin, the football player?
No. Martin, who was invited by Pope Emeritus for the Synod of New Evangelization.
Okay.
One of the very few lay Catholics who was invited from the United States. Their offices in Denver, Colorado, and amazing group. And we recorded their Sikh conference. This was in the month of January of this year. There were almost 7,000 Catholic college students from around the nation and in Canada.
Wow. Are you also going to World Youth Day?
So we'll be representing as a press, as a media. So I am actually traveling next week to Rio for the Youth Arise International and also for World Youth Day. And we'll be featuring the World Youth Day.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Now let's get to your conference, because I know Tony wants all that information out there for everybody on Long Island to hear, and so do I.
Mm.
It's at Kellenberg High School, right on our home grounds, right here. And September 7th. So tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes, absolutely. So the name of the festival is Shalom Festival, and the theme is, if God is for us, who can be against us? And that's the theme of this year's Shalom Festival. So you might be wondering, what a festival is that? It is a time that we get to celebrate our life with Jesus. And we're doing the Shalom Festivals in six cities in the United States. And we're starting with Chicago. And then from there, we're going to Miami. From there to New York. And from there to Houston. And then in California, it's going to be San Jose and also Orange County. So six cities in the United States, Shalom Festival. Shalom Festivals are on every Saturday starting from August 24th all the way to September 28th from Chicago to Orange County. So on September 7th, like Mr. Dr. Chifo mentioned here, it's coming to your own hometown, into your city, to New York City, to bring a revival and renewal in our New York City. So in Kellenberg High School in Uniondale, on September 7th, Shalom Festival will be taking place. This is a Saturday. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And this is an amazing experience where we'll be connecting and reconnecting with our Lord. We'll encounter our Lord Jesus through the celebration of the Eucharist, the adoration, great speakers. We've featured some great speakers from our own nation. So we've got some great charismatic preachers, and we've got speakers from the Steuben world. So we're closely working with ICRS, ICCRS, which is the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services.
Yes.
And we've got speakers like Bob Canton.
Yep. Hold on, you're breaking up again. Bob Canton, and I've seen Bob at a conference. He's wonderful with the healing ministry. Go ahead.
We've got Bob Canton. We've got Deacon Ralph Poyo.
Okay.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can hear.
You're fading in and out a bit.
Beautiful. Yes, so we've got these great speakers like Bob Canton, Jim Murphy, Jesse Romero, Deacon Ralph Poyo, Sister Miriam James, Mark Nemo, and Father George. He's a Dominican preacher from India, and he's coming all the way from India. And the celebration of the Holy Eucharist will be by Most Reverend Bishop Mansoor. He is a bishop from the Maronite Rite, Most Reverend Bishop Mansoor. So by that, here we are setting a platform for different rites within the Catholic Church.
And I noticed that Jim Murphy, when he received the Spirit, went cross-country, and I believe he did it in a bus, or maybe, and he went from town to town preaching the word of the Lord. He was really he's quite a special man. And you have Jesse Romero listed there as well. Jesse is a policeman in California who has a wonderful devotion to the Eucharist. So you're combining the Eucharistic adoration, charismatic, and Mary as well. You pull them all together. It's wonderful.
Amen. Praise God. So the goal here is that, as you can see, the speakers are from different background and ethnicity. And here our goal is that we're featuring all of them, all these great charismatic preachers with different gifts and charisms. And our goal is that bringing them to one platform.
Yes.
Showing that we all are one body in Christ and the beauty of our faith, Catholicism.
And that's the whole purpose of evangelization. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Deacon Ralph Poyo is a great speaker. So he and Sister Miriam James, they both have been featured for the Steubenville Conference, as you know, one of the best in our nation for youth and young adults. So they're coming. And Mark Nemo is a great preacher. He's preached in the World Youth Day, great charismatic preacher. So here we have a great speakers featuring here. So this is not just for adults, it's for youth and young adults.
Yes.
Great topics that we're going to cover. We have got a great music band coming all the way from Canada, and the name of the music band is All For Him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group of young adults, a great Catholic praise and worship band, all the way from Canada, coming called All For Him.
And the price for the day is $40, but you get two meals. You get lunch and dinner.
That's right.
How much better can you do, you know?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you going to be there at all, Eb?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. So yes, I'll be there. I'm coming there. Before that, we already held two meetings in New York. One was in more like Uniondale area. Another was in Westchester. As a matter of fact, this evening, our leaders are meeting in Westchester. There'll be buses coming from Westchester, from all parts of New York. And this is really bringing a revival. We're working closely with the diocese. As you can see, Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, has given us an endorsement for our ministry.
Yes, that's very good.
If you go to the very first page of our Shalom Tidings magazine, you get to see our dear shepherd, Cardinal Dolan's letter, that he's endorsing the Tidings magazine and the upcoming channel, Shalom World TV.
And Eb, you know that I'm the coordinator for the Renewal Apostolate for the Diocese of Rockville Center. So keep me informed so I can advertise this to our prayer groups all over the island.
Beautiful. We'll do that. Absolutely. We are at the service of church through media ministry. So we work closely with the diocese and with all the organizations like the Catholic Charismatic Movement, the Renewal Movement, within the diocese, and those are working closely. So absolutely, count us in. Please spread the word. This is going to be a great event. And you all know Kellenberg High School. So be there, and yes, it's a nominal fee, but the lunch and dinner is included, only $40.
So maybe John and I will drop in there. John, you'll pay my fee?
Sure. I'll be glad to for that. But also, too, we can have people email us at listenup1240, Tony?
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com, and we can just give point them in the right direction.
And if you feed us the information, we'll announce it on our radio show. Whenever you have something going on, we'll be happy to announce it for you.
Absolutely. So around the nation in different radio stations, you know, we are got our promos. All of them have been very courteous, and they've given this as a gift for us that they're running this promotion. So we'd be more than happy to send that to you.
Absolutely.
If you want to register for the Shalom Festival, you can do it online. Again, if you go to our website, www.shalomworld.org,
okay,
you can register there. Or even if you want to call us, you can call us to our number here in Texas. Our office is in McAllen, Texas. You can call us at 215-366-3031.
Right.
215-366-3031. Or you can email us at festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L, at shalomworld.org. Can either email us or call us, or you can go online and register.
That's great.
You know, we've spent a long time, listeners, because this is very, very exciting stuff. Because what this group is doing is unifying cultures and unifying different perspectives of how Jesus has gotten to people in their lives and bringing them to one platform. at the festival, yes, but also at the television and the publications that they're going to produce.
It's evangelization.
That's right.
It's evangelization through the media. It's wonderful. It's what Jesus, I'm sure, wants. What better way to evangelize and spread it all out than through the media?
And Abby, we thank you for being with us. We know we went on long with you. We took a lot of your time.
Appreciate it.
And we appreciate you talking with us, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. I just want to end with one thing, that all glory to God for everything the Lord has been doing through Shalom Ministry. Again, you got to remember, we come from a nation where Catholicism is minority. So all those who are listening to this, no matter you're Catholic or not, I'm telling you, at this moment, if you say a prayer, you will see the work that the Lord is going to do in our lives.
Well, and why don't you stay online, and we'll pray right now.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it now, Lord. Jesus, we put you, put ourselves and the whole mission of Shalom in your hands, Lord. And we ask you, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit and with the assent of the Father, bless Abby and all those who are working on this Shalom ministry. It is significant. It is important. We know it's your will, Lord. We know you want this to succeed. And we ask you, touch the hearts of the listeners to our program so that they will be inspired, even if just out of curiosity, to come to Kellenberg on September 7th and take a look at what has begun through a minority religious group in India that's spreading worldwide. We know, Jesus, and we know, Lord, Father, that if you wish something to succeed, you will bless it. So, Lord, we place all those who are working on this project in your hands. Bless it, Lord. Let it flourish. And let it take hold so that our efforts in evangelization to the diocese will link in with Shalom's emphasis on evangelization.
Praise you, Jesus.
And Jesus, we ask that you stay by their side. You stay by everyone that's involved with Shalom's side. You help them, you guide them, you hold their hand, and you let them know that you are truly their best friend.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship you. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that, my friends, that we're not funded by any religious organization, or we do not receive any grants, not in India, neither here, but it's through the people who believe in the media ministry. So you see that how Lord provides for us. So through prayer, every single day in our office, we work Monday through Saturday. First hour of our office time is prayer. We all are on our knees, all the way from executive director, the person who's working, doing the least job there. We all are on our knees, praying the rosary, praying the chaplet of divine mercy, praising and worshiping our Lord, invoking the Holy Spirit, and reflecting on the Word of God. And we start our day by climbing the mountain and being transfigured. And that's the power and the source of our ministry, nothing else. It's not because of our experience or what we're doing here. It's nothing. We are just mere humble instruments of the Lord. And we are called to be the donkeys for the Lord, to be just carrying the Lord here. So please keep us in your prayers. Pray for us. Remember Shalom Ministry, the ministry that God has called to bring the peace of Christ to the whole world, the whole world. So again, I invite all of you to check out the website, www.shalomworld.org. You get to learn more about Shalom Ministry, and count us in for your prayer support. We've got 24 hours intercession ministry, 24/7. We're praying for you. If you've got any prayer requests, write to us. info@shalomworld.org, info@shalomworld.org, or you can go to our website. There is a form you can fill out, or you can call us at 215-366-3031, and we'll be praying for you. We'll continue to pray for all those who listened to this show. Again, Dr. Palmer and Dr. Chilford, thank you.
Thank you.
As we leave, we're going to play John Michael Talbot said, "Lord, send out your spirit."
And you are in our prayers.
And then we have the saint of the day coming.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we'll talk, Evie. We'll talk. God bless you. Bye.
Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You are great indeed. Clothed with light and majesty, robed with light and glory. You fixed the earth on foundations, never more to be moved. As with a cloak you covered her, above the water stood. Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You send forth springs and rivers that wind among the mountains and the hills. Beside them the birds of heaven dwell. From their branches send forth their singing. You water the earth from your palace. The earth is replete with your works, raising grass and vegetation, producing bread from the earth. Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the
people are the real thing.
Absolutely.
Do you know, every conversation included prayer. Every conversation I had with them included prayer.
I know.
They are sent by God to evangelize.
And it's so apropos. They're doing just what Pope John Paul II said. Use media and technology.
And they're doing it. I'm so impressed. I really am.
And I know you have a saint of the day. And I figured out how your saint of the day fits in.
Well, why don't you tell me?
It's Saint Anthony, and we want to find people for Jesus.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
So tell people about Saint Anthony.
This is long overdue. I've been promising Saint Anthony that I was going to talk about him for weeks on weeks. Today, by the way, is Saint Henry. And so I was torn But don't worry. All you guys, all you people that are named Henry, I promised St. Henry that I will do you in a few weeks.
Good.
So Henry's coming up. But let's talk about Anthony. And, you know, there's a few surprises here with St. Anthony that we didn't know. First of all, my ancestors are going to be flabbergasted because I don't think they knew that he was not an Italian. Did you know he wasn't from Italy?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
No, come on, tell me the truth.
He's Irish.
He's from Portugal.
Oh.
And his name was Fernando when he was born. His family was very rich. And his family swore to it that he would be well educated. But he entered the Augustan ministry order and was deeply inspired by the martyrdom of several Franciscans in Morocco. So he joined the Franciscan order. And the friars there, he took a minor position there, and he took the name of Anthony. All right, so that's an Italian thing. In my family, we could fill a room up with Anthonys. So Anthony's a big thing with us. And anyway, so he took the name of Anthony, and he was a great speaker. He spellbounded people when he spoke. He had the gift of tongue, so to speak. I mean, he just spoke, and he preached, and he talked in the name of the Lord. So he was nicknamed the Hammer of the Heretics because of his zealous preaching. And there were many miraculous events that have been attributed to him. He's actually best known finding stolen things. And any time I lose something, I don't know about you, but any time I lose something, I pray to San Antonio.
I never lose anything.
Well, I lose a lot because I'm getting old now, so I forget. But anyway, he's the guy. When you lose something, you pray to St. Anthony. But he was, according to legend, a novice who planned to leave the religious order stole Anthony's prayer book. Why, I don't know. When Anthony prayed for it, the novice returned it to him. And also, he decided, this one that stole it decided to rejoin the order. So that's how we got to be known as the saint for stolen stuff or lost stuff. And so you know what? He was short. I'm a little on the short side. He was chubby. I was a little chubby when I was a kid, so I relate to him. But he had a voice that seemed to carry for miles. He lived quietly as a priest until he decided to visit Morocco to spread the gospel there. But soon after arriving, he became ill. So he decided to return to Portugal. His ship, however, was caught in a storm and blown towards Sicily, where Anthony remained for some time. And so the Italian...
I knew you'd get
so,
Italy
and so the Italian connection popped in. Later, he went to Italy, and he went back to Italy, and he lived there as a hermit. He said little about himself, and nobody even knew much about him. One day, a number of Franciscan friars arrived for a service. Guess what? The speaker didn't show up.
And that no almost one had, happened to us
it
today.
It almost happened to us, yes. But I was prepared.
Okay,
I'm
me too.
Prepared. And so they decided that, well, listen, you know, we got this guy Anthony here, this Franciscan. We don't know too much about him. We'll let him talk. And listen, if he can't do a good job, no skin off our noses. So they said to Anthony, "Anthony, would you do the speaking?" And Anthony said, "Yeah." But he spoke so wisely and with such learning that Francis, St. Francis himself, appointed him to become a teacher to the Franciscan friars. Mm. So he rapidly became a very famous and respected preacher. But he died when he was only 36.
Wow.
Very young. One day...
I don't remember 36.
Neither do I. But Christians prayed to him. They prayed to him to find lost things. And they prayed to him... Well, he sits a lot of hats. He's the patron saint for American Indians. He's a patron saint for animals. He's a patron saint for Brazil. He's a patron saint for elderly, for fishermen, for horses, for lost articles, And for mail, for mariners, for mailmen, oppressed people, poor people, the patron saint of Portugal and the patron saint for pregnant women. So this guy has got a big job.
Yeah, I'd like to add him as a patron saint for evangelization.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, let's do it.
Absolutely. But let me just tell you one thing.
Go ahead.
When he died, he was buried. 30 years later, they dug up the grave. And, of course, his body was
I thought you were going to say the body was missing.
No, but his tongue was still there.
Wow.
And it was, like, alive and vibrant. Mm. And it had the color. And it was attributable to him being such a great speaker. So I never knew that St. Anthony was a great speaker.
Did I? No.
And I never knew that he was an Italian.
I didn't either. No.
So anyway, that's the short story of my namesake, St. Anthony, who's helped me find a lot of things. Let me tell you, a lot of things.
Well,
so when you lose something, just ask San Antonio to help you.
And I'm glad you did him, because I know you've been waiting to do that couple of weeks.
Yes, I have. And so, St. Anthony, I fulfilled my promise. I love you, and I pay homage and tribute to you. Thank you.
And I know we took a long time with that ministry, the Shalom Media, but it's such an important breakthrough. Because it pulls all the threads together. You know, when he was talking about Indian people here on Long Island, we have an Indian group who wants to buy a Catholic church so they can have their own Indian community in the Catholic.
Is that right?
Yes. And they have 2,400 families.
Oh, yes. I have a dear friend that's a priest in India that we communicate regularly. I wonder if he knows about Shalom. I'm going to tell him about him.
And Shalom, you know, the idea that it began in a country where Christianity
was
persecuted.
You know what? You know, we let Edby go too soon, because I wanted to ask him, how did he get involved with Jesus? I was just about to ask him, and we let him go. But you know what?
You should have done it.
We'll have him back, okay?
Sure.
Abby, you were a great.
And at that conference in September, I plan to go there with our microphone, and I want to interview all of these speakers so we can get a number of people who are evangelizes.
Absolutely.
On
Absolutely.
Our radio show throughout the
Absolutely.
Year. It's a year of faith in the Catholic
yes.
Church.
Now, don't forget, you said you would pay for me.
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a great guy. Yeah. I love you. Thank you.
I lost my wallet, though. I don't know where I put it.
Abby, if you're still listening, Abby, don't let him convince you to give him complimentary tickets. Let him pay.
and I can take bottles back to the store.
Okay.
And I can do anything just to raise a little bit of money. But, you know, the other good thing is two meals for $40. Where on Long Island can you get that?
Not a bad deal.
And it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with adoration and prayer and mass and speakers and a festival, a music group. I mean, it sounds like an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. Abby, look us up. You can tell. We're two old men. We got gray hair. John don't have that much. But
I don't have any hair.
But look us up. He's tall. I'm short. You'll never miss us. Look us up.
Well, you know what, though? He's bringing the good news.
Yeah. Great job, Abby.
God blesses everyone who brings good news. I'd like to just spend a couple of moments saying a prayer over our petitions because I've gotten complaints that I let the time get out of hand and we don't pray.
Yeah, we've been a little amiss on that.
And people do have their needs, Lord, and we thank you for being with us, and we thank you for blessing everyone here who has sent in their petitions. We know that you'll touch them. And Lord, we're going to promise that we will get to those petitions earlier in the future weeks. And I'd like to conclude, Tony, if we could, with the Pope John Paul II's favorite song, English song, and that's God Blesses Those Who Bring the Good News,
Absolutely.
The Good News of Salvation.
What a great song.
That's what we're going to try and do
with this conference as well. We'll see you next week, folks.
Thank you for listening. We love you. You're in our prayers. And Jesus, please, please watch over our listeners and our petitions. Thank you.
Expressed in the following.